I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
BYU aired it out.
Straight back, Ron Pergeron looks to his left, looks middle, goes deep middle. He's got Puka Nacua, makes the catch. Stays on his feet, is now dragged down to the 21-yard line of Baylor.
But they couldn't sustain drives, and they couldn't stop the Baylor Bears.
Smith does get in. Step through a tackle, shook off a would-be tackler, and gets in for the touchdown that might just seal the deal here in Waco.
This week, the Cougars need to get back in the win column against a reeling Washington State.
Coach Nick Rolovich will not be on the sideline this Saturday. He's been fired, along with four of his assistant coaches.
Today, BYU kicks off against Washington State at 1:30. And this is KSL's extended pregame coverage with Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte on Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSLSports.com and KSL News Radio.
Welcome on in, Cougar Nation, to extended pregame coverage. BYU versus Washington State, coming to you from Pullman, the Palouse, the first time ever BYU has played at Washington State. Kickoff coming up today at 1:30 p.m. Getting you ready for kickoff between the Cougars and the Cougars clad in red. You can follow us on Twitter at KSL Sports, the KSL Sports app, kslsports.com. Anything KSL Sports, we got you covered. Matt, this is going to be a good football game, a game that BYU has to find a way to get back in the win column.
Yeah, the Baylor loss, I think, was sort of expected. BYU, for sure, Mitch, exceeded expectations through the midway point of the season. I don't think a lot of people had them, even at 5-1. And you always looked at that Baylor game and was like, that's going to be a difficult game, and it was absolutely a tough challenge that BYU cannot overcome. But then you felt like following that, you'll go to Washington State, you can get a victory against the other Cougars up in the Northwest. But this game, which before the season began, I think everyone, yourself, myself, circled this as a win.
Yes.
Now you look at this game, and we'll get to the storyline regarding their former head coach, Nick Rolovich. And this game has now become not a trap game. The Boise State game was a trap game. This has just become a dang hard football game to win. And if BYU is able to win this game, gets them back in the win column, build some momentum going into Virginia. So it's kind of interesting how every game in this month of October has had such unique storylines, and that continues again today.
You're going to hear from BYU wide receiver Neil Powell, also linebacker/safety Chaz Ayu, and then Jaron Hall. And then you'll also get an insider look at the Washington State Cougars here on this extended pregame coverage. If you want to interact with us, text us on the UCCU KSL text line at 57500, and you can get at us, and we can see your text rolling through as we get ready for BYU and Washington State. The first meeting between the two programs since 2012. Remember, that was a week one season opener. Riley Nelson was the QB, and it was a Thursday night tilt. First game of the Mike Leach era, and BYU won that game 30-6. There was also a game in the Ty Detmer era the week after BYU took down Miami, also the 1981 Holiday Bowl, but not many meetings between BYU and Wazoo. And we start things off with Washington State because this is a program that is going through an unprecedented change. Everything in the world the past 18, 19 months, whatever it's been, Matt, has been unprecedented as we live and navigate through a global pandemic. But Nick Rolovich, the head coach, former head coach of the Washington State Cougars. He's out because he didn't comply with the COVID-19 vaccine mandate in the state of Washington.
Today, Nick Rolovich was formally notified by the university that he has failed to meet the requirements as stated in the state of Washington, Governor Inslee's Proclamation 21-14-1 related to vaccination requirements. The noncompliance with this requirement renders him ineligible to be employed at Washington State University and therefore can no longer fulfill the duties as a head coach of our football program effective immediately. The separation process has been initiated in accordance with the terms as specified in his contract.
That's Washington State AD Pat Chun earlier this week. What impact, if at all, Matt, do you feel like this has on today's ballgame?
I think it's going to have a huge impact, and that's going to motivate Washington State. You saw their starting quarterback, Jaden DeLora, who comes from the state of Hawaii and is recruited by Nick Rolovich. I think kind of followed him as he left Hawaii to go to Washington State. He had a lengthy post on Twitter talking about how he didn't agree with the decision and that they want to pack the house and just make noise and play for him. And so I think this is, look, if this didn't happen, this team is still dangerous. They're on a 3-game winning streak. They're looking a lot better than they did at the beginning of the season. They were starting to find their stride under Rolo. And then you add this element to it, I think it's going to take it to a whole nother level. And we've seen throughout college football these types of scenarios, not guys refusing to get vaccinated and get fired, because like you said, that's unprecedented. But we've seen where a coach has been let go and a team responds. And we've seen it in this very stadium this year when USC's coach was let go, Clay Helton, and then the following game, the first year under Dante Williams, USC goes up there with Jackson Dart, a Utah guy, and they win. So this reminds me a lot of the 2010 season, Mitch, where BYU lets go of their defensive coordinator, and the next, and that was a bad loss against Utah State. I don't know if you were there for that, but that was an ugly loss where you felt like BYU should have won that game. Now, there were some injuries, I get it, just like this year, but the next week, they make changes under Bronco, and it looked like a totally different team. Inspired, get a win against a San Diego State team at home. So, I mean, we could spend the whole show talking about scenarios where coaches get let go or things happen and a team is motivated. Think about Purdue and Ohio State, game day game a couple, I mean, on and on and on. So I think this makes Washington State an incredibly dangerous team.
I completely agree with you. I think Washington State, this is a game where BYU on paper, I think, is the favorite coming in. They're 5-2. They've lost 2 in a row. Washington State's 4-3, winners of 3 in a row. But I feel like Washington State has some momentum despite all the adversity that they faced. They feel confident in what they're doing. And I think that fan base for Washington State here in Pullman, it's a small town. It's a small college setting for a college football game, but I think they're going to come out and fully support this team because the fan base for Washington State was fractured. It was, they were either supporting Rolovich, and there was others that were supporting the university and science and the vaccine, and it was a fractured fan base like we see with politics and society today with this vaccine. It's fractured so many people and relationships. It was a toxic deal, and almost feel like Washington State had to make this move, even if they, like, suspending him would have just prolonged the issue for recruiting. They almost had to get rid of him to uphold this mandate. But I feel like Washington State has nothing to lose, whereas everyone's just saying, oh, they lost their coach. You know, good luck to them. Like, it was a shame that their great season, or what was been a great story, suddenly got derailed. They're going to come out guns blazing, and I think BYU has got to be ready to strike early. They cannot have a situation where Washington State's going 10, 11, 13, 14 plays, and they end it with a touchdown. BYU's defense has got to get off the field. They showed signs of it early against Baylor, but they got to do it more consistently because Washington State's going to come in and they're going to be playing with heavy hearts for their former head coach.
We want to hear what you guys think about Nick Rolovich being let go at Washington State. Text us 57500 to interact with us all throughout the show. We'll take our first break here on extended pregame coverage. BYU and Washington State will continue to break down this matchup in the next segment. So stay right here with us. It's extended pregame coverage here on KSL News Radio, powered by KSLSports.com.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.